Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Where have you been? I've been here for 11 years. Follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci, and then go to Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. Join the conversation. Have fun. What's going on? How have you been? It's been a long summer, summer days and the summer. So it's fun being in California, being in the studio, looking outside of the window of the mountains and all the trees. And I have a great guest tonight. Leah Black is in the studio with me. We're going to talk about her podcast. We're going to talk about her skincare with CBD. We're going to talk about talking, and we're going to talk about friends and celebrities and gossip and hot topics and all the fun stuff that comes with Leah Black. She brings a party of fun wherever she goes and a conversation to have at it. Texan native, philanthropist, wife, mother, author, television personality, political fundraiser. You know the whole story. She's been here before. First time your friend, second time your family, Max and Friends. So here's the deal. Y'all know by now that I won a Telly Award because everywhere I go, I carry it with me. It's an 8-pound keychain. I won it for a show called The Polished Woman, which is here on LA Talk Radio. It is a show. It is a web series show for women. We talk about conversations and topics that a lot of women don't want to talk about. For instance, we have a great show coming up that we produced last week, which is about writing your will, how women should write their will and who they should leave their money to and who they want to take care of it. And also we have another show about natural disasters and how to prepare your home, your family, and yourself for a natural disaster. One of the great tips was that all the guests are women, all the experts are women. And the one woman said that you should always carry sneakers in your car just in case you're wearing heels and you have to run, you got some shoes to do it with. So women, keep a pair of sneakers in your car. My guest tonight, Leah Black, she's going to be joining me in just a minute. We're going to play a song right now called Peace, because that's what this nation needs. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
Yeah.
Smiley Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That's Sabrina Johnson. Peace. That's what we need is some peace in this nation. Don't you agree? Well, my guest agrees because we were just talking about it during the song. Leah Back is back in the studio for the first time you're in the studio. Welcome to the studio, but back on the show.
I'm the family part.
You are the family part. And every time you come here, we have such a good time because you love to talk as much as I do.
We just like to talk.
And you talk so much on Wednesdays that you now have lunch with Leah.
Tell us about it. Well, I've done three seasons. It's on every Wednesday at noon. We do Facebook Live, so you get the visual if you want. And if not, it's on demand. Mm-hmm. And all the episodes are on demand or on my Facebook page or they're on YouTube. And then we start back in September.
Fab. Noon. So noon Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So it's all laughs and giggles and gossip. And
how did it start?
It started because when I was on the Housewives show, I would just get like hundreds of texts or emails or tweets or Facebooks or Instagrams that like, where are you? Where are you? What are you doing? So I said, I'll just do a podcast. It was like 15 minutes. Now it's an hour. I could literally go 3 hours every week. And we just talk about everything and everybody.
And everyone. Everything and everyone.
Whether they want to hear it or not.
But, you know, speaking of Housewives and Bravo, you were recently... Not that reason, but on Flipping Out.
Yeah, I was on Flipping Out. Two or three seasons with Jeff and Jenny and the group.
And you're doing a lot with Jeff now. We see it. I see it on your Instagram.
Yeah, I do. He has a radio show, Radio Andy. I do that. And then I did, you know, the Flipping Out a couple of seasons, two or three. And then he renovated my kitchen and decorated my house here. And we're just buddies. I love him.
And the house here is beautiful. We see it on the gram.
It is pretty. Oh, you see it?
Yeah, you post it.
Oh, I do. Where
or
do
maybe
I post
you
it?
Don't. Maybe other people do
other
and tag
people
you
must,
in it
probably.
When you do
your, I'm
when
not
you do
much
your,
of a poster.
Your dinner parties.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to come to my parties when I'm here.
I'll be there.
Them all the time.
Fun.
I haven't had very many this summer. I'm having one August 3rd. Are you going to be back?
I should be.
Write it down.
I will. And then I'll also, I can cook too. You know, I'll bring some Delmonico flavor
cook.
Up in there.
That's
Hello.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Oh, that Delmonico thing. You know,
we
my son who's here with me is a connoisseur of Italian food.
Great.
So Delmonico is the most famous, delicious Italian food in all of New York, RJ. Yeah. And New
First
York.
First fine dining restaurant in America, 1827.
Yeah.
History.
Italian food, you either love it or hate it. It's either really, really good or it's not. This one will tell you.
Great. Well, you know, really it's good. Also, well, when my grandfather had it like in the 20s, he brought in a lot of Indian food and French cuisine because during Prohibition, they had to stop cooking French because a lot of the food had alcohol in it in the recipe, like white wines and sherries.
Really?
Yeah, interesting stories.
Yeah, that is interesting.
We'll have a good dinner party.
Yeah, well, we have to go there. We're in New York.
Yeah. Hmm. But first, lunch with Leah. Let's talk about lunch before dinner. So lunch with Leah.
Yeah.
Now, I tune in. I've seen a couple of the shows. Yep. They're fun. You talk about everything.
Everybody and everything.
I mean, you really don't hold back.
I don't hold back anything.
You know?
I'm at the point where I really don't, you know, like, I don't really care, like it or not. I mean, what are you going to do? I can't pretend to be something I'm not. I'm not going to go on a podcast or radio show and lie. And I'm not going to pretend that I like somebody that I don't or that I think something's acceptable and it's not.
We're going to talk about
you
that.
You know, whatever. So I just say what's on my mind. And some people find it outrageous and other people probably take offense. I don't know.
But you know what? There's a book right now. It's a Japanese philosophy called The Courage to be Disliked.
Oh.
It's a good book.
The Courage to be Disliked.
The Courage to be Disliked.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, we've been practicing that forever.
Forever! You know, some people really just can't take criticism. I mean, really? I mean, I know, like, when I was on the show, there were girls, without mentioning, they could dish it really well, but they just could not take criticism. And I see that on some of the Housewives show now, particularly, for example, Beverly Hills I've been watching. Mm-hmm. And they just can't take the criticism. I'm always like, if you can't take the criticism, you can't be on a show like that. For me, I can take the criticism if it's based in fact and if there's truth to it. I don't like the lie type criticism because I just don't like liars, period, and propaganda.
Right.
But if it's got merit to it, then, you know, okay, own it, move on.
Right. But, you know, speaking of L.A., you know, I remember there was a hashtag going on about getting someone wanted you on the Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't Bravo.
Why?
But I don't know. They never asked.
Like, you're here.
I know. They should
ask
me.
Would you do it?
Beverly Hills, I would definitely consider. That'd probably be one of the few I'd consider because I like the girls.
Yeah, Beverly Hills.
I know
Hills.
Some of the girls and I like them and I like the show and I like the backdrop of the show. You know, what I like about Beverly Hills is everywhere they shoot, I've pretty much been and familiar with. And, you know, you like shows like that, you know?
Right, it's
and I'm friendly with some of them, you know? And so, yeah, I like that show a lot. I like it because there's a lot of, drama in it, but it's not really nasty drama. Mm-hmm. It's rich people's problems, right. Drama.
Champagne problems.
Yeah, champagne and caviar problems. And so I like that drama more than the dark stuff. I don't like the really heavy, dark drama, the evil drama. I don't like
what's going
that.
On in this country.
Yeah, like the world we live in, that the White House reality show. I don't like that drama. I like their other drama. So I like the rich people's drama that are wearing the diamond rings and drinking the champagne and fighting over what dress to wear. And who wore it better. That's drama that I like.
Life is so good in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you would, I mean, Bravo needs to call you.
They're never
going
to call me.
You don't think they will?
Well, first of all, I don't think they really like crossovers. At least that's what I've heard, number one. Number two, I think if they're casting in Beverly Hills, I think they're probably going to be looking for somebody that's a big name, a big celebrity, married a big celebrity. You know, they like that whole celebrity vibe out here.
Boring.
And it's kind of part of the brand out here. And thirdly, I don't know if they like to be reminded of the Miami show, which wasn't so great. And maybe they don't want to be reminded of that.
Cast members there.
Yeah.
Mama Lisa.
Some wackadoodles. Yeah. But,
I think you'd be great. You have a beautiful home here. You're in LA, half the year.
Yeah.
I think you've got a better life than the ones living here.
Yeah, I do have a really great lifestyle in Beverly Hills. There's no question about it. I prefer the social life lifestyle here as opposed to Miami.
Right.
I don't know why. I guess we have more friends here. And I think we're here. My son's not in school. That's number one. Roy's not in court. That's number two. He may work. He works a lot from here, but he doesn't have to go to the court every day. Mm-hmm. Like, he's in Miami now because he had to go to court. Right. But if he doesn't have to go to court, he can be here.
Both our husbands are lawyers. Mine too.
Oh, really?
And when they're not here, they're working.
What kind of a lawyer?
Homeowners Association representation.
Oh, I'm going to have to remember
30 years in the business.
Oh, RJ, we have to remember that. When we start fighting with our neighbor, we know who to call.
Yeah, call me.
And
so I get it.
Yeah.
It's fun when they don't have to work.
Yeah, when they don't have to go to court. You know, being in court's our trial, it's just a big drain. Mm-hmm. So we're lighter here. Do you know what I mean? Like, I get my work done, but I don't go to the office to do it.
Right.
That's why I take the Lunch with Leah podcast break in the summer, but we still post stuff.
It would be fun here. A different vibe.
I would do it here, and I
here you would
do
have
it
a
here.
Different vibe.
I'm
I think
too lazy.
I
have
it.
To find someone that knew how to turn the machine on.
You should do it from the studio here in
because
the green room.
I don't know how to turn the machine on. I have a great team in Miami. They do everything. I just show up, smile, and gossip.
And that's it. I can find someone here for you.
Anyway.
But you know, I think it's interesting because when I do shows like from my house in Florida and Colorado.
Yeah.
It's a different energy.
Yeah.
And then when I'm here in LA, it's like I'm in the studio.
Well,
it
here
feels good.
I probably have guests. You know, I carry my show without any guests. Yeah. I just talk the whole time.
One woman
and
show.
People, they might type in, you know, their comments and I respond. But here I'd have guests because there are a lot of interesting celebrity type people that people wouldn't be familiar with, you know, like I wouldn't be able to get in Miami. So I probably have guests.
It's true.
You know?
Miami's difficult.
Yeah.
When I do
difficult.
Shows here, I mean, look, you're here in the studio. It's great.
It's difficult in Miami because unless you're in the Latin community, and then there's a whole bunch of it, but you know, with my limited Spanish and, you know, the gringo, they're not going to show up for me.
No, but and the backdrop here from the house would be beautiful.
It would be fabulous.
You know what? Consider doing it.
Yeah. Have you been to my house here?
We saw it on the gram.
Okay. Well, you have to come over.
People are watching.
Yeah.
But I think here would be amazing.
Oh, I should. See,
I'm going to encourage you to do it.
Why don't you just become an agent manager?
You know,
for
I am a manager
me
here
off.
Now.
Well, just get me off my tush. Get me doing stuff.
We will talk after the show, and I will make sure you get this show going here.
What else do I want to do? Let me see. Vince, I'm in Hollywood. Maybe I should be on a sitcom.
Why not? Have you considered acting?
Oh, let's see. I think Meryl and I discussed it once.
Why not?
I'm kidding.
But you know what? There's some truth in that joke. Would you want to be an actress here?
I could be because it's a natural thing for me to do, but I've never given any serious thought.
You should do something with Kathy.
Oh, with Kathy?
I think the two of you
God.
Together would be hilarious.
She is
you need to have
huge
on Lunch
and
with
an
Leah.
Icon. She
Lunch
doesn't really
Leah.
Need me for anything.
No, why? Of course, you're
she
fun.
She would do my podcast.
You
she
need to have
it.
Kathy on
She's
Lunch
a good
with
sport.
Leah. I'm telling
She's
you,
a good sport.
That show here will be completely different.
Yeah, it would
and
be.
Then you do Lunch with Leah LA edition.
The LA vibe.
Isn't that good?
You see, you're a We're genius. Gonna, you're a little marketing
Why do you think I won a Telly Award?
I'm looking at this Telly Award. I'm telling you, you need to take that to a jewel or have them make a charm and either wear it like on a bracelet or necklace or something.
I'm
if it were me,
to.
I'd have the earrings. But it's fabulous.
Yeah, I'm going
it's
to.
It's really chic.
I will have this cast
it's,
in
It's
made.
Kind of a rose gold. It's really beautiful.
And it's not like a vulgar looking statue.
No. She's... I hate it when they give them those ugly statues and you're supposed to smile and act like, oh, isn't this great? I won this as a piece of glass or something.
And this is kind of like, you know, like a little bit of the Flying Lady Rolls Royce edition.
Yeah, that's kind of what it reminds me
of. Yeah, it's cheap. Yeah, first class. We're going to talk after the show because I have some good ideas for you, Leah Black.
Oh, good. Okay, mom's getting a new job now at the age of 92.
Why not? Well, speaking of a new product, actually. A new job. You know what? Let's take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the CBD line that you have.
Okay.
Because it's a great
product. It is hot and it's flying off the racks. Shelves. It is.
All right. Well, stay tuned. Leah Black is with me in the studio. We're going to go back. Let's go into the Italy days right now and play Sono Fatto Così by Adriano. I discovered in Italy over the summer. I was there for 45 days. We were at the house there. You know, I had to do all that shit. You all know about it because I had to do the olive oil trees, get them ready, and the vineyards, get them ready. All of a sudden, I became a farmer. But
wait, why are you getting them ready?
I have a house there.
Oh, so you did
so
you
we
have,
press
you,
olive oil, we you, make wine and
where's
everything.
Where's the olive oil? I want
in
a jar
Italy.
Of it. Oh.
You know, it's hilarious. We have beautiful trees. We make a lot of olive oil there at the house. And who benefits from it? The housekeepers.
Where in Italy?
In Florence.
RJ, we have to go. We want to go.
We are 7 minutes to the center. I'll show you pictures.
Oh, my God. We have to go.
Beautiful. So when I was there, I met some really... I was driving by. I'm on the road going from Pisa to Florence. And I see all these Harley Davidsons and American flags. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
They've escaped the Trump disaster.
That's funny because when I flew through Oslo... And the lady goes, oh, I see you're staying for 45 days. I said, yeah. She goes, why are you here so long? I said, because I need a detox from America. And she just had the biggest smile on her face. She's like, welcome to Europe.
Why don't you export that olive oil?
Yeah, because that's a whole nother
process.
That's
a whole nother thing.
You know, and also the FDA here sucks.
That's true. Well, you export it all over Europe.
You know, there we can literally just put the bread right under it and eat it there.
Right.
That's fun.
That's why they're not fat over there.
No. And they walk and they...
Yeah, it's all stuffed with preservatives and additives here.
We are sold a bill of goods here in this country.
Just read the ingredient on anything. It's got 17,000 things of junk in it.
Just for breakfast alone, we went to... I love... There's this little place, my little corner shop.
Yeah.
For my macchiato and my little dolce in the morning.
Yeah.
€1.50.
Oh.
For two people, €3. Here it's like $14.
Oh, at least.
And you get like shitty product. It's I can't.
Yeah, processed.
So we're exactly processed to the nines. But so we're driving. So I'm like, if there's Harleys and American flags, like let's stop and see what's going on. This guy was singing. I'm like, have you ever been played in America? He's like, no. I'm like, you're on my show. He's like, what? I'm like, I'm going to start playing your music.
Oh, fabulous.
So you'll hear it right here on Max and Friends. Sono Fatto Così. By Adriano. Stay tuned because Leah Black is with me. We're going to talk about some hot topics when we get back. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Tucci for Max and Friends.
Lo so, sono un tipo strano, sono distratto, sembro assente, sono fatto così, troppo trasparente, ed ogni tanto fuggo nel mio mondo lontano da qui. Penso troppo poco a me. E colleziono i tuoi sorrisi da tempo ormai. Sono la porta che non hai chiuso, tu la frase che non ho finito. Solo stavi troppo male, ecco sono qui, sono fatto così.
Senti il vento che sfiora i tuoi capelli. Lento, dimentica il passato, rimani qui al mio fianco. Siamo perdi fiato, restando mano nella mano. E senti il sole, riscalda le tue mani e muore. Mi manca quel coraggio di andare via lontano. Sarebbe un lungo viaggio.
E dai, non ridirlo ancora. So che la mia bocca fuma troppo e non canta più. Forse ti spaventa un po', credo sia lo strano modo di dire che chi mi manca sei tu.
Senti il vento che sfiora i tuoi capelli.
ma perdi fiato, restando mano nella mano. E senti il sole, riscalda le tue mani e muore. Ci manca quel coraggio di andare via lontano, sarebbe un lungo viaggio. Ti vedo tra la gente, noi vicini ma distanti, e ritornano i ricordi. Li nascondo sul mio viso, la mia maschera è un sorriso, e mi volto indifferente e distratto. Io ti vedo tra la gente, noi vicini ma distanti, e ritornano i ricordi. Li nascondo sul mio viso, la mia maschera è un sorriso. Non so se dire o no, vorrei fosse.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Sono Fatto Così by Adriano. Leah Black's with me in the studio right now. We left you with the CBD line, so tell us all about it, because you've been in this game for a while,
a
since 2010 with Oprah.
Oh, no, before that.
Before. You launched with Andre, right?
I did Oprah's hairdresser's hair care line, and then I got out of that because I didn't like working with them.
Okay.
Let's leave it at that. And but before that, I started the skincare business in 1984.
Oh, wow.
And so I had 400 products in my line at one time. I'm now just do skincare. But about 3 years ago, there was a big, basically research and development into CBD for skincare products. And I got in on the ground floor of that through people I know in Florida, got it through the legislature. So I have one of the first CBD lines available in the world at LeahBlack.com. And I had this eye cream that we developed over a 2 year period that people buy it once and then they'll order like four and five at a time.
I'm gonna order some.
It's a CBD eye cream. And then I have a CBD serum that has 250 milligrams of CBD. So that is like a concentrated one. So the CBD serum helps to build collagen, protect your skin, blah, blah, blah. But that really penetrates into the skin, and then you can put the CBD eye cream over it. But I'm telling you, I've never had, the last time I had a product take off like that was my Sudden Youth non-surgical facelift kit that I've had. That's been my staple product forever. It's like a facelift kit in a box. But this one, I have a promo on it now. If they put serum for the CBD serum or eye cream in the promo code, they'll get a 50% discount.
Oh, awesome.
As an 50% introductory offer.
Off.
That's a lot. But I'm telling you, I think that people are buying the eye cream.
Why CBD?
Because
and
the CBD has so many intrinsic value, so much intrinsic value to it. Like, for example, the eye cream. People are telling me the lines and wrinkles are starting to diminish, that the circles under the eyes are getting less, that the puffiness is gone. And so it's just got a lot of value in it. It's natural. And you can't get it. I mean, anything that your skin is the largest organ in your body. So imagine all the things that it does when you take it internally, which they're making huge claims internally about, that I don't know if these claims are accurate or not. But we do clinical studies on our products, so we know what the products will do. And people have just, it's just one of those products that hit the market and people are just like going crazy over it. I'm telling you, even at the retail price at $90, they're buying it by the droves. But when I do run a promo special where this, where the code is, the promo code is either serum or eye cream, and they get the 50 off, they'll buy four and five at a time.
I'm going shopping at LeahBlack.com.
I'm telling you. And I run out. I mean, I can hardly keep it in stock because all the raw ingredients are not that easy to get. And I get the finest grade raw ingredients available in the world. And sometimes they come from all over the world. And it's a process to get it in and then make it and then screen it and then package it. I mean, this is not a liquid lick and stick.
This is why I don't make olive oil.
Yeah, exactly. This is a real, you know, like scientifically designed line, and people are just loving it. So I'm just riding the wave right now and see how long it lasts. I think that I know once I get these customers, they will always use it.
They do.
They always will use it.
I'm going to go shopping LeahBlack.com.
LeahBlack.com.
And you have serum and eye cream for 50% off. I'm going to get some
eye cream. If you put
the
code in, serum or the code eye cream.
Yes, use the code. Get 50% off. Yeah. Who doesn't want to
save money?
And
that's not always. That's just sometimes.
That's just right now. Summer special.
When you're on an introductory offer.
I get it. It's fun.
Hook them in. Get them addicted to it.
That's right. And then charge them full price. So you have a couple of books.
I had, years ago, I wrote a book about cosmetic design. It was about in and outer beauty and how to apply your makeup, make your eyes look bigger, your cheekbones higher, all of that superficial stuff.
All the secrets.
And then the inner beauty was about, you knew these people that look sad and miserable because probably they are miserable and sad and it shows up on their face. So it was an inner outer beauty book. But then when a few years ago, I did a novel.
The fun book, because I had you on the show for that.
Yeah, it's called Red Carpets and White Lies. And page six, their critique of it was that I'm the next Jackie Collins. So the book, the publisher offered me three books. I just did the one. I'm tempted to go ahead and do another one.
Do it.
I have it in my head, and I have
an outline. You know what? I'm going to start managing you. I will not have these excuses.
Done it.
You know, Jackie was a friend to the show, and she was always here. You know what Jackie said? How you get the book done? You write one page a day for the year, and you have your book.
Oh, I could write this book in a month because I have
the book. So what's going on?
Because what I do is I take these characters, and then I camouflage their identity, and I mix up some of the stories amongst them so you can't completely tell who it is, but they're based on real characters.
I love it.
You know, Joan did an infomercial for me years ago in Baden-Baden, Switzerland about my BioFlora bath care line.
Love it.
Yeah. So
you've got to do it.
Yeah, but I have the whole thing in my head because I these five characters that I followed, I know all the skeletons, all the bodies that are buried, all the lies, all the gossip,
love
and I was just going to spin it out there.
Hello, what are you waiting
for? And let everybody
for?
Go, that's not me.
That's right. Keep them guessing.
Truman Capote said, you know, the biggest insult is when they think they're not in it.
That's right. And then the help when they know exactly who
I
they
love
are.
The help. That was one of my favorites. I'm an avid reader. I mean, I read. My husband reads like a trailer a day of books and stuff, but I read a lot.
You know, we had a great author on here. I'm going to tell you her name in a minute. And the book is hilarious. One book is Girls Like Us by Christina Aguilar. She's great. New York Times bestseller.
Oh, really?
But the other book, when I pull it up in a minute, I'll let you know. But yeah, so here, The Wrong End of the Table, a mostly comic memoir of a Muslim Arab American just trying to fit in.
Oh,
hilarious. She works. She's a producer at Miramar.
Yeah.
And she wrote the book.
They should turn that into a made-for-TV thing.
Well, that's what they should.
That's what they should do.
With your books.
They should do that with Red Carpets and White Lies.
They who would you have star in it?
Well, to play my role? Oh, my God. I'd have to think about that. I don't know. Who do you think? I hadn't thought about it.
To play your role.
I really hadn't thought about it. Somebody a little sassy and a little self-deprecating, but yet bossy. I don't know.
That could be a lot of actresses in LA.
And definitely someone with an Academy Award or an Emmy.
Yes. You know who?
Someone fabulous.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm kidding.
And blonde.
And blonde. Oh, my God. A dumb blonde with a brain. should be my next book, The Dumb Blonde with the Brain.
There you go.
And analyze all the world's problems.
All of them. Speaking of, we've got Hot Topics coming on, so we're going to talk about all the world's problems.
Okay.
Maybe we'll solve them, too.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to Max and Friends. Oh, no, don't go anywhere. We're just going to play a Hot Topic segment. Stay tuned.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Tell me everything, LeahBlack. So we were talking before the show about politics.
Yeah.
And you are passionate about politics and you're passionate about getting rid of this administration.
Yes.
And you're passionate about your friend Kathy Griffin and all the shit she went through.
That was horrible.
Horrible. Yeah. So let's give a backstory on how are you feeling right now about this administration?
You know, I believe in a two-party system. I think Republicans have a lot of valid points when they stick to the truth. Mm-hmm. I think it's become a cesspool of hypocrisy and power and greed. So at this point, I don't have a high regard for the Republican establishment and the mm-hmm. leadership. I think there are a lot of real-life Republicans that are disgusted with it, too.
Oh, yeah.
But so...
Do they admit it, though?
That's the problem. The ones on the street might, some of them, mm-hmm. but the ones in leadership won't because mm-hmm. they don't want to give up the power and they can never admit that
they have zero balls, like tic tacs for balls.
Yes.
Because when they were all in the debates, yes. how they threw him under the bus yes. and now they're like yes. licking
kissing
and caressing
yeah.
and
yeah.
not only
because
the ring everywhere in between.
They're scared of him, you know, like they're afraid that he's going to go after them and attack them. And so what? You know, the problem is their power in numbers. If McConnell and Ryan would have stood up in the very beginning mm-hmm. and showed a little bit of integrity and character and backbone and stuck with normal ways of doing things, mm-hmm. the rank and file would not have followed along. Mm-hmm. But they didn't stand up. And why? Because Ryan basically is spineless and mm-hmm. he just was... I mean, he's really a pathetic leader. I can't even believe he's ever in any leadership position. But McConnell is very smart, very shrewd, mm-hmm. and he cares about two things. That's maintaining power in the Senate so that mm-hmm. he gets to decide what gets to vote on and what doesn't get voted on. So he's basically the judge and jury of every piece of legislation mm-hmm. and stacking the judges with conservative judges that for whatever reason he, you know, but they're not conservatives anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a party that used to be, oh, we're the Democrats are tax and spend. No, mm-hmm. The Republicans are tax and spend. The problem is they're taxing the middle class and spending our money while they're giving the tax breaks to the super billionaires. Mm-hmm. And the deficit's gone up, up, up. I mean, the only two people that have paid any close attention in our lifetime to the deficit mm-hmm. were Clinton and Obama mm-hmm. and then Reagan to some degree. But it's been the Republicans that mm-hmm. have ran up these huge deficits and don't want to balance the budget. They won't even pass an amendment to balance mm-hmm. the budget. So I've just lost respect for them and cleans up the mess. And then they get power again and then they go taxes. They spend all the money to buy mm-hmm. votes. And like this prison system right now, it's for profit. All these people in prison are there because somebody along the chain, Dick Cheney and other people, are making money on these privatized mm-hmm. citizens. Mm-hmm. These cages that all these kids are in.
That's right.
Those cronies are making money, $767 mm-hmm. a day per mm-hmm. kid. You can put them in the Ritz-Carlton for that.
That's right.
It's a profit center. You know, at least they get toothbrushes
right.
there,
and
you know,
showers
and showers. Yeah, and towels.
But, you know, it's fascism. It's
just
like
unbelievable.
Italy is the same thing. But the difference between the prison owners in Italy, a lot of them actually are women and they're very chic. And
yeah, right.
Have beautiful big South Sea pearl.
You know, it's a profit center and you yeah. know you can pay to play and that. But here right. it's like they get thrill yeah. out of caging these kids. And, you know,
it's
they
obscene.
Created this problem mm-hmm. because when we were funding these third world countries that were really poor, mm-hmm. they weren't flooding here like that. The mm-hmm. minute Trump says we're going to shut the borders
That's
and stop
right.
the funding, they all rush to the border to get here before it's too late.
That's,
That's
right.
what caused the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes the crisis because mm-hmm. that gives him something to beat up on
That's
and his
right.
white supremacist, you know, flagpole to raise. Mm-hmm. So he's thriving on this fight that he created,
mm-hmm.
just like the Iran thing.
That's
the
right.
only reason we're fighting with Iran is because he pulled out mm-hmm. of the Iran agreement.
Too
and the British government and ambassadors are saying that. I'm sorry, Miss.
I said, too bad he didn't pull out of Melania.
Really, before, oh, Lord. Oh, our Ivanka. I mean, with the Ivana before that Don Jr. and that brat Ivanka and the rest of them. But, you know, so he pulls out of the deal because he hates Obama. And the British ambassador, they found all the documents where he documented he pulled out because he hated mm-hmm. Obama so much. He wanted to make Obama wrong. He didn't want to be part of the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're in over their head with a bunch of warmongers in their ear telling them how to do things that these people aren't, they're not scholars. They haven't studied history.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really know the dynamics. They don't have relationship with these people. They're just over there throwing stuff on the wall, hoping it sticks and bullying people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not building anything. What he should have done is the same thing with the Medicare,
mm-hmm.
With the health insurance, build on the Obama plan.
Mm-hmm.
The Iran thing, it wasn't perfect. Build on it.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want to build on it. He wants to destroy it
mm-hmm.
so he can say what a crisis it was and how horrible it was, and only he can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's taking Humpty Dumpty apart over and over again in so many ways, and I just don't know that he's going to be able to put them all back together again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And the scary part is he's taken democracy away. If
mm-hmm.
he gets another 4 years.
What do you think? I honestly think it's going to happen.
It could happen. And here's why it can happen.
You tell me your perspective.
This is
I'll
why
tell you mine.
Can happen. It won't happen legitimately because there's 65% of the Americans that probably really don't like him and loathe him. But there's that 35 to 40% that only care about either their personal billionaire taxes or they've been brainwashed to believe that he's for the people or they're racist.
Or they hate gays, blacks,
or they
and
hate gays, blacks, Jews, and abortions.
Right.
And so, Alabama. You know, there's that group of them. But what'll happen is you see now when your Republicans misbehave, they get rewarded for it. So all these governors in these Republican states, if they cheat on the election, if they shut down the polls early, if the machines just malfunction, if people can't get transportation to vote, if they don't have their ID with them, they'll steal those states. Then you've got Russia, who's going to run in and get all the propaganda and misinformation, and then they're going to strategically target states that they need for the Electoral College. So it'll be a landslide against him in the popular vote, but he can slip through the Electoral College just like he did the last time, because all these Republicans that otherwise might have said, well, you know, we're going to do what we can, but we're going to be subtle about it, are now blatantly going to cheat, lie, cheat, and steal because they're going to be rewarded for it. Trump's going to applaud them if they steal the state. It's not going to be one of these things anymore where you get caught and you're embarrassed and they disavow you. He's going to be, yay, bravo, you did it. You took one for the team. So he's encouraging this mobster mentality of corruption. And there is no moral compass left in the White House. Pence is the biggest hypocrite you've ever seen in your life. He and Mother. Mother. I mean, I just can't with these people.
Oh, Leah, you can come any day to Max and Friends. But you know what's funny is that here's one thing. A lot of people are like, oh, why isn't he in the White House? I prefer him playing golf because the more he plays golf, the less he does.
Yeah.
The impeachment is the wrong thing because Pence will get things done and Pence is worse than he is.
No, but here's the difference. Pence doesn't have a cult. He doesn't have that, what do you call, like a cult following.
Right.
He's not charismatic. He
no,
can't
but I'm
hold
saying
those
if
big
Trump
rallies.
Gets, if he gets, the impeachment thing is a little ridiculous.
I don't think Pence can really get a lot done. He's just so boring and everything. I think the following is with Trump. It's all these people that he's convinced them he's one of them. These are he would not have lunch or dinner with, okay?
Lunch or dinner? He wouldn't even take a pee next to him.
No, he wouldn't. He would not.
Are you kidding?
He's disgusted by them.
If they came to Mar-a-Lago, they'd be arrested.
Oh, yeah, but he's using them like the sheep, you know, to herding the sheep.
But you know what's interesting? We were talking about elections, and we were previously talking about the whole go-home statement. If they don't like it here, go home. But with the... here's what we think here at Max and Friends.
Yeah.
Hunter Cross comes on the show. He's our political analyst all the time.
Who is this?
Hunter Cross,
analyst
here at Max and Friends. And what he talks about is a couple of reasons why he thinks Trump is going to win. And here's some of them. So number one, black women were the ones who got Obama in.
Yeah.
So we need a Democratic woman who will show up. Clinton, she didn't show up.
Okay.
We need a woman to show up or a man, whomever.
Right.
Show up, get educate, number one. Number two, really, like, the Democratic Party is not grooming anyone.
Right.
And that's been the problem with Obama. For 8 years, they never groomed anyone.
Yep.
It was just like, oh, Hillary again.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, now what? Who are they grooming? There's like, what, 47,000?
Yeah, but there are some very strong candidates right now. I'll tell you, I like a lot of them. I'll tell you the only one I really don't, two or three I don't really like. I don't like Tulsi Gabbard that much. I don't think Marianne Williamson. I think Kumbaya, but it's just a waste of time. Cory Booker's a nice guy, waste of time. All those people should be going and getting Senate seats and House seats. The one, the only one of the top tier that I really don't like is Bernie Sanders. And the reason I don't like him isn't because of his philosophy, his worldview, and his politics, even though I do think you're never going to win as a socialist. And that was a huge mistake to bring that we're socialist into the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party is a capitalist party. They're not a socialist party. But what I don't like is he took his ball and went home and got bitter. And instead of helping Hillary, his top girl, Tina, goes and works for Jill Stein, and he kind of lukewarm. And that, between that, Comey and the Russians, it was a perfect storm, and it cost
us
the election.
But let's go back, of course, but let's go back to Bernie's track record too. If you see Vermont,
yeah,
and what's
exactly
really going on there,
and he's for the gun thing, and there's a lot of things about him I don't like. But
I
you know, he built this whole little thing, and there was no competition.
You know what?
If
he
you
built
didn't like
youth.
Hillary, you were for Bernie. Now there's
the
competition.
Yeah, he got the youth.
Well, you know who helped him get the youth? Russia, they were propping him up. And Trump was propping him up, saying, look what Hillary did to Bernie. They were propping him up to take votes from Hillary.
I think
and he
have...
benefited from that. And he never apologized
for it.
And he never owned it.
And he never will.
And he never really went out and stood up for Hillary. But who I like? I like Biden because I think Biden's a white man in a suit, electable, experienced. And I think that he's a statesman. And I think he would bring back a leadership to the world and decency to the country. I like Julian Castro. I think he would be fantastic with the Latin votes. And I don't think that America's ready for a black woman, even a white woman. I just don't think they're going to vote for them as much as I love them. You know, I don't think it's a bad idea to have them as a VP. And I do like all of the women that are running. I'm not a huge fan of Jill DeBrand. I didn't think what she did to Franken was, I don't think that was fair or inequitable at all. And he, and I, but I'm even more upset with him for rolling over instead of fighting and making his case. But I think a good ticket. I like Pete Buttigieg. I love Pete Buttigieg. I may have a fundraiser for him.
You know, I was just going to say,
I love him.
You
I
do
think
fundraising.
He's the smartest one. I think he's the one with the smartest ones
in
the group.
I agree with you.
But America's not ready for a gay guy to be a man. Imagine they're going to have two gay guys in the White House. Can you imagine? These people will literally die. The people in red state America, these people would not be able to handle that. They'd be riding on the streets. So I think he'll drive a huge amount of people to the polls. I think he's very smart and he elevates the conversation. But I don't really think that he could win the presidency, even if he won the nomination. Yeah. So I say it's all about winning. So it for me, the ticket would probably be Biden and maybe Julian Castro or
Kamala.
Maybe Warren. But she's got a reputation and baggage. And, you know, Kamala maybe, but Kamala.
She's a little arrogant. You know what I didn't like?
Yeah.
And here's what I didn't like about it. When they said, oh, what about the Biden Harris? She said, he would be a great vice president.
Yeah, she made it
personal.
She's
got to do her work.
If she wanted to do, if she wanted to tell her story about a little black girl getting on a bus, she didn't have to throw Biden under the bus and she didn't have to make it personal. She
Leah
took
black.
A cheap shot to make build herself up and knocked the right underneath him. Now, the reason I think he didn't come back at her wasn't because the facts are on his side. He's a civil rights and a racial rights advocate his entire life. It's because he was shell-shocked, number one, and number two, he didn't want to go back at her and start the mudslinging circular firing squad that Obama has been warning us against with the Democrats.
That's
like
right.
They say, the Republicans fall in line, the Democrats fall in love, and they just can't get it together.
You're coming on when Hunter Cross is here. And let me tell you something. I was thinking, you know, you're very big with fundraisers and giving back and everything. You remember MTV used to do Rock the Vote?
Yes.
Like, I think you need to do a Rock the Vote fundraising event.
Yeah.
Your candidate of choice.
Yeah.
Get Rock the Vote is
well,
a great...
what I think we need to really, I mean, I'm going to support all of them, but whenever we get the actual candidate, that would be the time for us to get out on the pound the pavement.
You got my number, so I'm involved with you.
We have to get behind you. Listen, I'm going to get behind whoever anybody that is not
and
Trump
push.
I'm going to get behind.
But here's what Hunter Cross says, and it'll be interesting when you come on the show. I won't put it all where his words, but he says what he fears is that what's going to happen is that Trump is not going to win. And when he doesn't win,
don't leave.
He's going to call in an investigation and he's going to be able to draw it out as long as he wants and not leave. That's what Hunter says.
Well,
that's the
problem with having somebody like Barr as
that's
the attorney general
and
stacking
cronies.
The Supreme Court.
That's right.
And that's what he's been doing. I mean, let's give him credit for one thing. He is the best corrupt mobster ever to make it into the White House.
Well, and you know, listen, I always like to find
allegedly.
The positive in some things.
Yeah.
And what I like that he's done also is that he showed us who Americans are.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's a great saying that Ian LeVanSant says that if you see crazy walking down the street, cross the street. So I want to know who crazy is.
Yeah. Well, some people think that he's going to purge and it's all going to come to the surface and get back. But here's the problem with that. In the meantime, they've put 250-something judges with lifetime appointments on the courts and they've stacking the Supreme Court. So even if America comes to their senses and says that's not who we are, we're stuck with these right-wing Nazi judges for your and my lifetime, because that's what Mitch McConnell's whole goal in life. And they've been working on this for 30 years, the Republicans, to stack the courts, where the Democrats are just kumbaya, let's have a party. They're taking away human rights, gay rights, abortion rights, everybody's rights, because they want it to be a hierarchy. Yeah. They want to have a few men and white men and suits. dudes controlling mm-hmm. the entire United States, translation, the rest of the world. And so they're getting the power. They're putting low people in high places and building power. Mm-hmm. And people are saying, well, you know, it's dangerous because a Democrat will be in one day and they'll have all that power. You're missing the point. There'll never be a Democrat.
So what do you tell people listening right now?
Ever.
How can people make the change?
The only way they can make the change is get out and vote, educate people. And, mm-hmm. you know, Fox News has probably done the most damage to the democracy mm-hmm. ever. And if anyone's not watching the Roger Ailes story, The Loudest Voice, they should. Mm-hmm. But I think people have got to, you've got to educate people. You can tell in 3 minutes of talking to somebody if the only source of their news is Fox News and right-wing radio. Mm-hmm. You can tell if 3 minutes, if they're starting with all that stuff that they start with in the talking points, like you don't get your information from anywhere else. Mm-hmm. If you could get them to watch CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, NPR, BBC, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, you could get them to get their information from two or three other sources for a month, mm-hmm. they would go, what in the hell have we been being brainwashed right. about? What world are we living in? None That's of this right. is true.
Oh,
I mean,
Leah
Trump's
Black.
Lied over 10,000 times and everyone's like, well, we know he lies.
Right.
He's the president of the United States.
Leah
we
Black,
don't want to know that.
You always have a seat here at Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. It's that time.
Time for me to shut up.
No, it's time for me to get a second hour so I can keep you here. This is good talk
oh
with Leah
God.
Black. I love it. Lunch with Leah Wednesdays on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. And Facebook Live and podcast.
Yes.
Podcast.
And
Leah.
Soon, I'm telling you, I'm going to make you have an LA edition.
You got to
like,
go
gonna
back
start
and listen
it.
To the old ones.
We
see
are
going to
start your LA edition
okay.
in the house here. You have to do it.
I have to do it.
Because you have the guests here.
I could get the guests here.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to talk after the
I'm
show.
I'm so busy. I talk so much, I don't have any room left for guests to talk.
That's okay. You'll give them 3 minutes. Hi and bye, right?
I need the 3 hour show. 2 hours for me and 1 hour for the guest.
37 minutes for them. But so, all right, we're going to wrap this up.
We are.
Yeah,
oh my God,
it's that time.
That went by fast, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, right? Mm-hmm. So, what do you want people to take with them into this week?
What do I what?
Want people to take with them into this week. Something good.
You know, claim some power for yourself. Mm. Don't be a victim. Stand up. Stand up and fight for what's right. Don't have the world all be about you. Mm-hmm. I think that's the problem with Republicans today. I think it's always about their own self-interest, whereas Democrats are really thinking a worldview about what's better for the planet, what's better mm-hmm. for the world, what's better for the kids. So I think that's good. And I think all
of off using the code Serum Eye Cream. Go right now to LeahBlack.com.
And have some laughs and giggles.
And have some, you know what? That is the best advice. Yeah. Have some laughs and giggles. We got to wrap this up. I'm
okay.
so grateful that you came to the
Thank
show.
Thank you. It was a blast.
Thank you for coming to the studio.
How fabulous.
It's cool. Thank you for being
Beautiful
here too, RJ. I appreciate you
RJ,
here.
RJ, thank you for coming.
All right, y'all. Well, we're going to wrap this show up. I love you all for tuning in. You know what? Here's the thing. And my guest, Leah Black, is here tonight, and you can feel the passion that she has. So what I'm going to give you this week is be passionate about something. And when you take that passion, run with it. Take your glory and run and let that passion rise up to meet you somewhere. I love you for tuning in. I'm your host, Max Tucci, every Sunday night here on Max and Friends. Until next time, take life to the max, and good night and good karma.